for, Mr. President?
I got Sendlinger and,
Oh, great.
He was in a... they're having a hell of a flood in New York today.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, well, big rains, and so I caught him in a train station or at the, just for his going into the Bankers Club, but he was really ecstatic, and I said that we'd been in very close touch and how awful his things had been. And he spoke very highly of you, said you were one of four people, three of whom are now dead. You're the only one alive that he thought knew anything about politics.
Well,
you're probably next on the list to die.
I was going
to
say, I better stay alive if that's true.
Anyway, I told him too, Chuck. I said, now, Evan, I hope that in addition to your, well, I know you're a very substantial business clientele, that you can do some work for us in government, that Chuck will be talking to you about it.
Good.
So he said, well, yes, I got some ideas. I got some ideas.
Yeah, he does.
We'll just leave it to you.
I've talked to Schultz about his being used in Treasury, which they really have a legitimate use for him.
Sure.
He's got better sampling techniques than all of the BLS.
Yeah.
Put together three ways to Sunday, and
BLS always turns out wrong too.
That's right.
We should put him in charge of BLS.
Oh, good. Well, he couldn't do it. He'd be great if you ever could, because he really knows that business. I think he knows. Fascinating fellow. You know, he was the only one that called the voter turnout right. He had it as a low turnout. And
hoping that it would be higher.
He kept saying.
Convinced that if it were higher, we'd have won by his 2-1 margin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did he go into that with you?
No.
Well, he's gone into it with me, and it's an interesting analysis. But he kept calling us that weekend before, saying, "Do something to get the vote out. Do something to get the vote out," because he said.
Well, you know, Chuck, we sent out 10-15 million wires. And we were supposed to have had. I thought that's what the McGregor thing was all about.
Well, I think they did, Mr. President. I think in the critical areas that
there,
the McGregor operation,
yes, we did that.
But I think what happened was that's 10 or 15 million you're talking about, the difference between 76 and 80.
My guess is that in the South, we probably didn't have as big a voter turnout as we should have had.
Well, I know we didn't have it in the North,
in
key
North
states.
Too?
Yeah, I mean, in key states, we just didn't turn out the number that was necessary.
I talked to also got Teddy Gleason, and he
great.
Just elated. He said, well, you know, I says, you said you deserved it. he said, I haven't always been with you. He says, but you got guts, and that other fellow didn't have no guts. And he said that's why I was for you. That really is heartening to hear him talk that way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And
business guys. Incidentally, I'm working on, there's many other things, a couple of letters, forum letters, so I was thinking of sending one to all of the labor leaders, both top and all the people that were on our labor for Nixon committees.
Right, right.
Now that's getting the regional guys too. I wondered if, now what I will do is to develop a form.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think you and Rogers, Don Rogers,
mm-hmm.
could take it and add, you know, personalized to the extent that, you know, like with Paul Hall, you'll say, well, particularly your terrific efforts in San Francisco paid off.
Right, right.
Exactly.
And with Teddy Gleason with his building.
The other thing, and also you would know which one's the first name.
Yep.
Which one's not, because I can't get into that.
No.
I don't want to first name anybody unless I'm pretty sure, too.
Right.
I mean, I don't like to be familiar with people, because then they appreciate it more if it's...
I think that's right. No, I know the ones that you do know that well. And
so I'll work up a form, and it'll get down there in the next 2 or 3 days.
All right.
And then you take them, Chuck, and use Rogers and the rest, too. In fact, you ought to begin preparing the list now with the first names.
We've been trying to pull together various lists of people that helped, and I'll see how the labor one's coming.
I need a labor list. I'm going to, of course, write a list to all the Democrats for Nixon, the ones that stuck that, you know, I think each one of them should have a personal letter from me.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
For having come over. What other people would you suggest in addition for?
Well,
the Wallace.
The Wallace people will be included in those Democrat lists.
That's right. Let's just let them. Let's not treat them.
Yeah.
Incidentally, what in the hell did you think of McGovern's statement on the election? Wasn't that the sour grapes crap again?
Well, it's unbelievable, the arrogance of the guy. I mean, here's a fellow who just got the smallest percentage of a major party candidate and won.
Either he got that smaller percentage than Barry Goldwater did.
That's right. And the
Which
arrogance
Barry would point out sometimes.
The arrogance of the thing is absolutely incredible. And of course, it's a tremendously revealing interview, Mr. President, as I'm sure you realize.
I didn't. didn't read the damn thing.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, God. If there was ever any question about the wisdom of the strategy we followed, he just confirmed it.
How's that? What do you mean?
Well, he said that the Wallace thing was absolutely critical, that had he gotten...
Wallace to stay in the race?
Yeah, to stay in the race or to support him.
Oh, Christ.
That it would have made 40% of our votes would have gone for Wallace. And then he said flatly he asked Wallace for his support several times. I mean, Jesus, here's the guy who's the
paragon of virtue.
Yeah, and he's going out after Wallace's support. And then he said that he made a fatal mistake and that he should have attempted to answer our charges earlier that portrayed him as flip-flopping on the issues. He said that's what killed him.
Oh, hell.
And if he could have answered...
Everything killed him.
Of course it did. But you know, it's interesting. We were attacking him and we were wondering, you know, what impact is it having on him?
Yeah,
and
it had it.
The flip-flop ad, you got there, right? That, and he knows that. He's now licking his wounds over that one. He realizes what had happened. It's also very interesting that he is saying this in terms of the issues. And that's what I mentioned to you yesterday, that Shriver was saying that really it was decided on the issues.
Yeah.
And the ineptness of the campaign didn't, I mean, that inept or not wouldn't have made any difference. But the arrogance of the guy, the way he talks about the country and
in effect says the voters are wrong.
No, sure. Well, it's the closing words of Adolf Hitler, the German people don't deserve me.
Yeah.
The final egomaniac going down to defeat. And that's just what he's saying, that the Americans
are zealous.
But preposterous arrogance. God, what a bad man. Just awfully glad we got him buried and put away for good. I think he is.
Oh, he's buried. Right. Although, I think with the way he's talking, he'll fight like hell in that party.
Oh, my God, that's all through this thing. He's not about to...
Westwood and a whole bunch, won't they fight hard?
Well, what he's saying in here, of course, is that he's going to stand behind Westwood all the way. And he's not about to give up his control on the party.
He's the titular head, you know.
That's right. And he's got these mailing lists. You know, it was another fascinating piece in this morning's paper. You may have seen that he's got all these mailing lists, which are really the most valuable asset to come out of the campaign, because they were
lots of money, too.
They're worth lots of them. He is considering loaning them to the Democratic National Committee for one mailing, but under his control.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know what he's doing. He's playing the game of either you stay with me or else.
Yeah.
And he went on to say that he wasn't really sure whether the Democratic Party would survive. And that if it would only survive...
I would think that would irritate a lot of people like Meany and even O'Brien.
Well, that's right. And you've got... Oh, hell yes. And you...
Certainly the Southern Democrats would go up the wall.
Yep.
And the good Democrats like Delaney would go up the wall.
Oh, sure. Well, this guy, the best thing that we can hope for, Mr. President, is I really think that I'm very enthused about the prospect of building a permanent new majority. I just think it can be done. But the best thing we can hope for is that if for the next 2 years the Democratic Party stays in the hands of this bunch.
Oh, God, yes.
Then it's all ours, because given that much time, with the right people doing the right things in our administration, we can lock those.
Yeah.
God, we can lock
them. On the other hand, won't Teddy seize it now, or can he?
Well, he's got it, but...
He's got it? He's got to govern, you mean. Huh?
Sure, but I don't see what he can do with it, Mr. President. He's got to... he's got to stay on the kick he's on. And I don't know whether he can really be part of getting rid of McGovern. And he's already said he will not be. You know, he said he wants to stay out of the fight over the Democratic National Chairmanship.
Good.
He's got a delicate problem. Teddy will play the traditional Kennedy game of hands off until they're ready to take it over. And, in Massachusetts, they've never had anything to do with the state party.
Mm.
They always just leave it alone and make the party come to them. I think he's going to stay out of all this. I think there's going to be, there's going to be one hell of a period of bloodletting, because those governors came to town yesterday to tell Westwood to get out, and
they really had blood in their eye, didn't they?
Oh yeah, yeah. And it's a very interesting problem that they have, because they're trying to. Of course, McGovern's saying that he didn't think that Conley ought to back in the Democratic Party, and nor were those labor leaders who walked out on him.
Like Meany, yeah.
Like Meany, the hell with them, in effect. Well, Jesus, you know, I couldn't
have... They have been capable in the past of having love feasts. I don't know whether they can do it this time or not. I just don't know.
But I don't think they've ever had this kind of a cleavage, though.
Maybe not.
Mr. President, I...
Maybe not.
No. You know, when you think back on the various splits in the Democratic Party, they've never had one that's cut this deeply. And personally, better, yeah, but not the total ideological split that they have this time. But this is a very, you know, this is a very arrogant and very miserable SOB. I just love just love keeping him right out where he is. And
one thing, incidentally, I think was a great mistake on his part. You know, when I lost in 1960, I took a period of 6 months where I just wouldn't say anything politically, not
right.
One word.
Right.
And in fact, it was not 6 months, 4 months. It was the spring before
spring,
I said
I remember
word.
That.
And then I made a speech in Chicago. And that's what he should do. I mean, but to pop off right afterwards is a... He's got a compulsive desire to...
Well, he does. I think he was forced to. I think his people said, hey, they're up there in Washington with those governors moving in to knock out the Gene Westwood and to take away our machinery. So I think he's fighting back.
Yeah.
I think he really wants to hold on. See, then when he says something, I'd like to be kind of a reconciling influence. I'd like to do whatever I could to make sure that the wreckers, like Bracken of the AFL-CIO and Meany, don't come back into a dominant role in the Democratic Party.
Don't you think that'll send Meany right up the wall?
Well, I've assured that he's seen it, and he's down in Georgia playing golf,
yeah.
But there's a copy on the way down to him. I want to be sure he reads that very carefully. He's quite a fellow, but this really does help us. Imagine calling Meany a wrecker. That's
wrecker.
Yep. That's
and Connolly, of course, too.
Oh, sure. Well, Connolly, I'm sure he's written Connolly off, but Meany, he should be going on his hands and knees back to the labor movement. You know, that's
yeah.
If they had ever been out working unified this year. They really would have helped this guy. I mean, they would have turned it in for
sure would have.
More respectable contest, that's for sure.
Well, thank God they didn't.
Yep, well, they couldn't. We had them blocked out, but we're still accumulating the vote, Mr. President. I won't burden you with numbers because the damn things keep changing every day, but we've now been through all 50 states. You're going to go over... I'm now as positive as I can be that you'll go over 61.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
Is it... you mean you think it'll go over the... Is it... Where is it hovering around in that neighborhood now?
Well, on the AP count, it's just below it. But on our count, which is based on calling every damn state, the governor's down to... He keeps dropping, and we keep gaining. We're up well over 61 now. Up over 61.1, actually, when we get all the figures. I don't know if it'll hold.
The states that are left, though, that what's left, that's the main thing. Missouri would help. Anything that's left there.
Let me see. I've got the thing state by state.
So
these are, according to the Secretary of State, each of the states, Missouri is now 99% in.
Well, why don't they have absentees?
Well, but they're counting, apparently. I guess they're counting.
Oh.
We now have 99% of Missouri. We have 1,425,256 votes for 63%.
So that 1% more, we'll get a few there.
Yeah, but we're up over the 60... With this in, we're up over the 61.
In Missouri, yeah.
In Missouri,
yeah,
over
yeah.
the 61.1.
Yeah.
No, I mean nationally. We're up there. Close to 61.5, if this count is any good. Alabama is all but 5% in. 95, Alaska 72.
Well, 95 in Alabama, that 5% is ours.
That's Alabama. My God, that's
Alaska is over 60. the ones that are left might be ours.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And Arkansas is 4%. Still losing.
Those will help us.
Colorado 2%.
That'll help us.
Connecticut 4%.
That's a 60-40 state, isn't it?
Yep.
That won't help us particularly. Unless it depends if they're absentees, it could help us.
Could help us. Oh yes, I think
if
it could.
They're absentees.
Georgia, still only 92% in according to this.
Well, that's bound to help us. That's
they'll have the balance in by the end of this week. That's bound to help us, yeah. Illinois, well, this says 97. That's what throws me. We keep getting different figures from these damn Secretary of State's office, so I'm not, I hate to rely on, no, 97 is what AP said also, so I guess that's right.
Depends on whether the 3% are absentees or what.
They're absentees.
They are, well, yeah. Absentees just always run more our direction.
They always have, and
they will now, too.
New Jersey, 97%, that's going to be definitely in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
North Dakota, 94%, that doesn't amount to that much. South Carolina, 97%.
Yeah.
So there's still state of Washington, 94% is in.
Yeah.
We're running 57-39.
The
goddamn Schmitz picked up 4% in that state.
I know.
Crazy.
And in Oregon and in California, where there was big, yeah.
Yeah, Idaho. But it's now, I'm totally satisfied if the information that we're getting from these offices around the country is accurate, that you'll go over the Johnson mark.
When do you think they will have a final figure? They always do have one, you know. They did last time. It's
The 5th of, looks to me like, I'm sorry, the 11th of December before all states will have officially certified.
You have to do it by about then in order to get...
Yes, sir, for the electors. No, I don't suppose they do, as a matter of fact. I guess it doesn't matter as long as they...
Is that right?
Well, they have to certify which electors have won, but I don't think they have to necessarily record the votes for posterity, but the last date that I have here of any state certifying is the 11th.
But the papers aren't printing anything new now these days anyway, are they? They're waiting on the total vote.
I haven't seen anything new on internet. Well, yes, I have. I keep saying 61%. That's the figure the press have taken, and they've rounded it off.
You think our figure, though, from what we've checked, may be a little bit better than that already? Huh?
I think it is, yes, sir.
But the things that you have out on balance are 2 or 3, it'd be a little bit down. Some on balance, like anything like Georgia, South Carolina, Arkansas, New Jersey, would all help us.
But they've got to come our way, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So that it's bound to improve. And it's been steadily improving. You know, every count has been up 0.7 of a point or seven-tenths of a point. It's been 0.07 of a point. It's been moving up gradually on each one of the official AP tabulations. So I'm sure it's going to get there.
What does AP have us now? It's just below 61.
Just below 61 last weekend, yes, sir. 60.85. But
that was 85. Nothing new on AP since then. But you probably have figures they don't have.
Well, I think we do, because we've gone right, in each case, right to the Secretary of State. And
but you'd think AP would do that, too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, they probably do their AP bureaus, which means they take newspaper accounts,
sure,
more likely.
That's right. That's
and so I suspect maybe yours is better. But it looks to me like it'll go over.
I would, as I said, it's if it doesn't, it's all right. But if it does, that'll be really a nice blip at the end. Well, if we could get 61.1... what the hell was the Johnson number?
61.1 was Johnson.
No fraction, but if we get 61.15 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it would give it that all-time frosting that...
That's right.
It would always be... Yeah, would always... Yeah. Never take away that kind of a victory. It's that just... Of course, all that does is really just dramatize it, but it... Because it's enormous.
What is your total vote figure now? I mean, ours and government.
Well, by our tabulation, Mr. President, it's 46-8 to 28-1. See, that's 74, 75.
46 million what?
800 is what
we
presently show.
That's what your figure shows.
Well, my figure's right, or my staff's. But that gets it up to 76 million. Total.
What does McGovern show?
28-1.
Well, that's down for him.
Yep.
Strange. Now, why would that be?
Well, because as they go back and check each state, they've been getting, each time they've been getting different totals. And his are down. From the original figures that we had, it's also down from AP, where they've got him at 28.6. And they've got Schmitz May in 47. But he's come out very close to AP's total. That obviously in some places they're inaccurate. You know,
that's right.
We called the Alabama Secretary of State twice. Two people did by accident. They got different figures, 700 votes off. So I think they're just not that clear in each state yet. The election.
Well, it'll be interesting to find, Dan.
But 76 million is going to be about. Well,
our total vote is going to be about 46.
Our total vote, Mr. President, will go to 47.
You think it'll go that high?
Yes, sir.
There may be that many left.
Even on the, I would say even on the AP count, it will, yeah. It'll go to 47 million.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah, it's,
Okay, will you work those numbers up, that list up?
I'll get the list ready. I think the,
And I'll just get the form and send it down, and then you can have the letters typed off and vary them a bit, depending if they need to be.
Right.
I don't think that people mind getting a letter, which is fine. It'll be done in a very sensitive way so that it'll be highly personalized.
Oh, hell, I had Fitzsimmons in for lunch yesterday, and he wanted permission to use your telegram, which, of course, we did election night in his magazine. Now, people treasure this kind of a thing. I think a letter will be terribly important out in the field, especially when you take
you bet your life.
A fellow who's never had
it in their magazines.
Oh, they'll put it in the magazines.
On the bulletin board. That's why I want local people that were with us too, like that fellow up in Pittsburgh, you know.
Galtieri and
yes, sir.
Scamacci and McCarroll. And
McCarroll.
We've actually, Mr. President, I went over this with Rogers. We have about 500. Not just local leaders. I mean, we've got several thousand local leaders, but we've got about 500 that have regional significance. You know, important.
Well, I wouldn't even mind having those several thousand if they are names on lists that we know are accurate. I wouldn't mind them getting letters.
We know exactly which ones have endorsed us, which ones have worked for us.
Good.
Personalizing it will really give it a. That's a marvelous thing to do.
Yeah. Well, that's what you can do after a campaign. We've got the staff now to do it.
Sure.
Much better than we had in 68 when we had to turn the staff to the other things. But that White House staff, hell, they've got those letter writers down there. Run the damn things off.
We can do that with Democrats. We can do it with, and the Democrats' lists are very good. We can do it with Labor, some of the ethnic leaders that we got.
Right.
Really lock them up.
That's right. Well, it tends to lock them when our Democratic friends will be out trying to get them back.
Well, that's precisely the point.
Yeah, right.
This is the time to get them and keep them in. And I'm working up some inauguration lists. We'll get them all invited in.
Absolutely.
And let them
inauguration and also work up lists for the church services, for the other events, you know.
Right, evenings at the White House.
Yeah. I'm inclined to think, incidentally, to the extent that we do church services in the future, we're not going to do quite as much, but we do it about once a month or once every 3 weeks. I'm inclined to think in order to get more in, that I'm just going to limit it to adults from now on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they love to bring their kids and the rest, but you know, Chuck, by the time you get through, some of those families run 6-8 people, it just isn't fair, because the adults are what really matter.
As long as the fellow can bring his wife,
that's what I mean.
Yep, that's the important
man and wife.
Man and wife.
Yep. Exactly.
But the kids, I think that's right. A lot of them are too young to really appreciate it also, Mr. President.
That's right.
And I think that's a damn good point.
You get more in.
That's right.
Got to make that thing go, and we'll figure out various things. Another thing is, you know, that we have available, which we can use for these labor leaders and so forth, as you know, we've got those three boxes at the Kennedy Center.
Right.
You've used those from time to time.
Oh, I've used them quite a bit during the campaign.
Well, I mean that those boxes can be used for Kendall's businessmen, for these labor people and the rest, rather than just for administration people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's just the...
Let's, They get other perquisites.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
I do. And
I think for a person out of town, it means so much to say, well, you're going to sit in the president's box for this or that or the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell, they go back and talk about that for six weeks. I don't know whether you saw the Seide piece in Life today or anyone brought that to you. Well, it's a very interesting piece.
I don't follow those things anymore.
Well, no, you don't have to.
I gave up on them years ago.
This is kind of interesting because he grudgingly says just what we've been talking about, that Nixon and the new establishment, and that we're undoing the old one and building a brand new one. I almost fell off my chair reading it coming from Seide. He doesn't necessarily do it complimentary, but his point is a very perceptive one, that the great masses of middle America have created something, and he doesn't call it mystique. If it were Kennedy, he would, but he said you've created something, an aura, that these great masses identify with you, and that what you've really done is to shift the power of the country away from the old establishment into the new establishment. That's entitled, I think, Nixon. I don't have it in front of me. Nixon and the New Establishment. I sent it out to the
good.
Reproduced because it's exactly what it's exactly what our labor people and our Democrats and our Catholics are thinking. You know, this is exactly what brings them. And we've got a lot of tools we can use with them. I'm going through a series of things, and I'll have some more very specific things to recommend to you in the next few weeks of ways we can really, really lock them in, keep them there.
Good. Okay, Chuck.
I'll follow through on this, sir.